Chapter 3. Three duels. D'Artagnan raced out of Monsieur de Tréville's office and down the stairs. The stranger with the scarred face had been walking slowly along the street outside. If D'Artagnan hurried, he could easily catch up with him. D'Artagnan took the steps three at a time, head down like a charging bull. Suddenly he ran into someone. "Please get out of my way," panted D'Artagnan. But instead of moving, the person he'd headbutted grabbed him. D'Artagnan looked up. It was Athos, who should have been in bed, but wasn't. His face looked sickly grey. In his mad rush to catch the stranger, D'Artagnan had run into the musketeer's wounded shoulder. "I do apologize," gabbled D'Artagnan, "but I'm in a great hurry." Athos let him go. He was the most commanding and dignified of the three musketeers. He glared angrily at the young man. "Your manners are bad, sir," he told D'Artagnan. "You behave like a country bumpkin." D'Artagnan had been racing off again, but at these words he turned back, his face flushed with fury. "You insult me, sir," he cried. "I may be from the country, but I'm no bumpkin. Unfortunately, I can't fight you now. But name the time and the place." "Midday today," said Athos promptly, "outside the convent." "Fine," said D'Artagnan as he dashed away. "I'll be there." He ran faster than ever, dodging through the crowd of musketeers. Whatever happened, he mustn't let the mysterious stranger escape him again. Suddenly, D'Artagnan was wrapped up in crimson velvet. He tried to fight his way free. "Hey!" yelled a booming voice. "Mind my cloak. That cost 50 crowns. D'Artagnan managed to untangle himself. He found himself staring into the furious face of Porthos, who was very vain about his gorgeous clothes. Sorry, said D'Artagnan, "but I have to catch someone." "Clumsy young idiot," thundered Porthos, inspecting his cloak. "If you've torn it, I'll give you a good thrashing." "Oh, will you?" said D'Artagnan in a sudden fury. "Not if I can help it." "Then let's settle this matter," roared Porthos, as D'Artagnan raced away. 1 o'clock, at the convent." "I look forward to it," D'Artagnan flung back defiantly over his shoulder. At last, D'Artagnan was out of the crowd. But there was no sign of the stranger. D'Artagnan raced up and down the street, peering into doorways and down alleys. Finally, he sank to his knees, exhausted. "It's no good. I've lost him," he gasped. Now the frantic chase was over, D'Artagnan began to calm down. His good sense returned. "You've made a mess of things today," he scolded himself. Not only had he upset Monsieur de Tréville by dashing rudely out of his office, but he was due to fight two duels, each with a musketeer who could kill 10 D'Artagnans if he chose. D'Artagnan shook his head despairingly. "You've been a silly idiot," he told himself sorrowfully. But then his confidence bounced back. He'd just spotted the third musketeer, Aramis, in the street. He was the slender, well-groomed, quiet one with the boyish face. Aramis was talking to two friends. "I shall be very friendly and polite to him," D'Artagnan decided, "to make up for my rude behaviour to Athos and Porthos." And he saw the perfect chance. Aramis had dropped a handkerchief out of his pocket. He seemed to be trying to hide it under his foot. But that didn't stop D'Artagnan. He raced up and yanked the hanky from under Aramis's boot. It was a beautiful embroidered hanky, and probably a noble lady's. D'Artagnan presented it to Aramis with a low bow. "You dropped this, I believe." Immediately Aramis blushed scarlet. He snatched the handkerchief from D'Artagnan's hand. "What business is this of yours, sir?" "Oh no," thought D'Artagnan. "Have I done the wrong thing again?" It seems he had, for Aramis's friends hooted with glee. "Aramis, you sly devil," said one. "You pretend to be so shy of ladies. Yet here you are, carrying around a present from one of them in your pockets." They went off, still laughing loudly. Aramis scowled at D'Artagnan. "Sir," he said, "now the whole world knows my secrets, thanks to you, you clumsy oaf." Again, D'Artagnan felt his temper rising. He struggled to control himself, but it was no good. His pride was too deeply hurt. "Sir," he burst out, "no one calls me a clumsy oaf and gets away with it. Take out your sword." But then he remembered it was nearly 12 o'clock, and he had 2 duels to fight before settling this argument. "Is 2 o'clock all right?" he asked Aramis. "Perfect," said Aramis, "for I have to act as second at 12 to a friend who is also fighting a duel." "At the convent, then," cried D'Artagnan, as he raced away. "Wait a minute," said Aramis. "That's where I'm going now." But D'Artagnan was already too far away to hear.